Back now on MSO News, I'm Rick Moore, and I'm very happy to be joined on the phone by Lynn School Committee member Jared Nicholson, who's also the chair of the Athletic Subcommittee, and we're talking a lot of sports today on Trending Now. And Jared, good morning. Welcome to MSO.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Jared, when we do this program, when we talk to people for the first time, we like to get a little background, a little biography as to maybe their professional, personal lives, as to how they got to where they are. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Great, thanks. Yeah, so I'm in my second term in the Lynn School Committee. I am an attorney in my day job. I work at a law firm in Boston, mainly with startups. And before that, I worked in legal aid in Lynn, working with low-income entrepreneurs and small businesses in support of community economic development. And, you know, that's really how I originally got involved in the working in growing Lynn and expanding opportunity in Lynn and seeing the schools as really a primary vehicle for that. And I've been thrilled to be on the committee.
I don't know if there's anybody in our area who's not familiar with Lynn, but the Lynn school system is actually pretty doggone big. Give me an overview of what's involved in being a school committee member there.
Yeah, it is big. We're actually, by number of students, one of the top five districts in the state. And have about 26 or so schools, and really provide a lot of different opportunities. We are pre-K through 12, and have four high schools in the city: two comprehensive high schools, Lynn English and Classical; our own VocTech school in the district; and an alternative high school, middle school, Fecht O'Leary. And so there's a lot going on. And our role as school committee is really to oversee all that. We're kind of like the board that manages the district as a whole and oversees our superintendent.
Well, talking about the superintendent, huge job when you have to hire a person to take care of all that stuff. And you're very happy. I know the announcement has been made that Dr. Patrick Tutwiler, who's been in the system for a while, is a new superintendent of schools. So give me a little background on how that search went, and then we'll get into Dr. Tutwiler's qualifications.
Absolutely, yeah. So we found out this winter that Dr. Latham would be retiring, and so we started the search process and really went through a very thorough endeavor to make this happen. We started by putting together a search committee. The mayor appointed a search committee. The mayor is the chair of the school committee by statute. And we, as a committee, wrote a description of what we were looking for in a job posting. We looked for various consultants to advise us and picked one. And really followed all those recommendations and got input from hundreds of people through focus groups and surveys about what the community was looking for. And the search committee did a pre-screening, sent finalists to the school committee, and the finalists had public interviews and visited the schools, had an open session, and then were interviewed by the school committee in a school committee meeting. And we ended last night with the hiring decision.
Well, tell us about Dr. Tutwiler, because the item has a short little story on Dr. Tutwiler, but looks like he's been around for a while and he knows the system pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. He really has a tremendous profile for this role at the moment, because not only does he have the opportunity to get to know the system, he's been deputy for a few years, about 3 years now. He's also had a lot of experience in other systems and learned from those in both urban and suburban districts outside of Lynn. And so I think it's really a great fit. He is currently the deputy superintendent. Prior to that, he was a headmaster principal at Brighton High School in Boston, and then has also served as a principal at Wayland Public Schools. So he's got great credentials, great experience, and did a really wonderful presentation in the interview process.
Well, you may know that our strength here at MSO is sports, and interesting to see that Dr. Tutwiler played at Holy Cross. That's pretty cool. And you're the chair of the athletic subcommittee. So it looks like sports is not going to be overlooked in the city anyway.
Absolutely. No, athletics is a huge priority. I mean, I'm a former athlete myself. I wrestled in college, and that's one of the things I worked a lot on in the committee is athletics. We started a wrestling program in Lynn at the middle school and the high school level, and Dr. Tutwiler has been a huge supporter of that. We've also been really focused on offering more after-school athletics at the middle school level, seeing that as a great entry point to when kids are sort of forming their interest to introduce them to that. And there's so many benefits to being involved on a team no matter the sport, no matter the activity, and we're hoping to expand those benefits to all kids in Lynn.
I'm familiar with Classical, Lynn Classical, because of all of their athletic endeavors. Of course, we cover a lot of the programs, but also the after-school activities, as you mentioned, that keep kids there, keep them safe, keep them engaged. And I'm absolutely astounded at the culture at Lynn Classical. We've been doing games for about 30-plus years, and Lynn Classical is such a welcoming community. It's just I think it's great. But overall, Jared, what do you see as the I don't know, maybe it's an issue or two for Dr. Tutwiler. What are some of the things that he envisions in terms of taking care of the kids in the city?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we talked about this in the interview for sure, and one of the priorities that he named as a pressing issue for the public schools in Lynn, obviously he's intimately familiar with this, is the dropout rate, and specifically the issues we've been having with students who are in later years, you know, in the secondary age, middle school, high school, who are coming into the system for the first time, who don't really have the background of education that they would have otherwise, and that they're new arrivals, and so and also are maybe seeking different things than a typical transfer student in terms of what they're in the city for, and a lot of them are looking for work. And that has it's our responsibility, which we take very seriously, to educate those students. And I think we need to think about doing a better job to meet those needs where they're at, so that we can keep them engaged and keep them in the system and get them the diploma that we all know is going to be really helpful no matter what they do in life.
Well, money always comes into that picture, and budget season is upon us. Well, what's the situation in Lynn in terms of school committee budget?
It's constructive. We actually had our first budget meeting last night. We'll be poured through the budget, and it's a big endeavor, and there's a lot of important decisions that are made to go into that. You know, I think we as a district have had some issues over the past few years in meeting our spending obligations in the eyes of the state, and we're optimistic that those issues have been resolved and we can move forward with some confidence that we're getting that right. And we have a lot of the expenditures is driven by number of students, and because you need to meet the needs of the students with the special education, English language learning, and just the sheer number. Mm-hmm. If there's more teachers, more students in one grade, you put more teachers there. And so that's one of the big drivers. And then there's some room for priorities as well. We have some issues we're working on that I think are going to continue to be developed and be fruitful for the education of Lynn's kids.
What about athletics in particular, Jared? The Manning Field and Fraser Field are just two gems on the North Shore. They're absolutely amazing. I still consider them brand new. They've been taken care of so well, and I'm sure that you know, there's some money involved there. But are there any pressing issues in athletics in terms of your work on the school committee?
Yeah, so I mean, an issue that's been close to me personally has been the wrestling team, and that's something that I'm thrilled about. We started a team in Marshall a few years ago, and then started a team in high school that's been a collaboration among all the high schools. And this year, this spring, we started another team at middle school at Breed. So we're, you know, building momentum. The Marshall team had 80 kids go out for it this year, and so it's becoming more popular. That's something I'm really excited about. Another sport that we're looking at is girls lacrosse. That's a program we don't have, and we're looking to put together a program this summer for some girls who've expressed an interest to see if we can get some momentum to have enough kids to put together a team.
That's spectacular. I know we talked to some athletic directors in some of the inner city towns, and they have a real challenge in getting kids to participate in after school activities for many reasons, not the least of which is many kids have to work. But I know in Lynn, the athletic programs are for the schools are thriving, and you have a tremendous participation level.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think we could always like to see more kids participate because we have such great opportunities, and we know that kids will be benefit from taking advantage of them. And honestly, that's a reason why we've been so focused on the middle school levels, because that's a time in kids' development where they're sort of forming their interests, forming their habits, and can get exposed to the benefits of being on a team and take that with them as they go into high school.
Jared, finally, if I ask you to brag about something, to brag about something in terms of Lynn's schools, whether it's academics or athletics or after-school programs or, you know, working on the dropout rate, what comes to mind in your brief tenure there as a school committee member?
Well, I think one of the jewels of Lynn, the public education system, that is getting some well-deserved attention right now is what's going on at Lynn Tech. It really has some state-of-the-art vocational programs at a time when that kind of education is really having some recognition as being a great option for students who want to find a skill and learn and be able to find a job after school, because there's growing programs there that are matching to the needs of the local economy, but also great academics. You can go to Lynn Tech and continue on to college and have that skill that you've developed while you've been there. And one of the things, well, a program that I've worked on that I'm really proud of is we've been trying to open that up to all of the system by offering after-school programs at Tech that students from any high school in Lynn, classical, English, Specto, can take advantage of and learn a skill over the course of a semester. And so that offering that we have at Lynn Tech is going to be doing more work for the whole city.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. That's great because some of the high schools, as comprehensive as they are, you just don't have you can't have everything. So
exactly.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about it.
Excellent. All right, that is Jared Nicholson, who is a school committee member in Lynn, also the chairman of the Lynn School Committee's Athletic Subcommittee. We'll be right back.